Proclamation number 5777 of 27th of September, 1953. Divine Guidance. Trust the guidance from above. It will always be right as soon as you want to be guided by Him, who is the Father of you all. Devotion to Him, the voluntary subordination of your will to His, ensures this right guidance for you. Your thoughts will correspond to His divine will, and your speech and actions will likewise meet His approval, because you are guided by the forces which create and work with Him in the same will into whose care you are handed over. Your will towards Him, your God and Father of eternity, determines all your ways, your thoughts and actions. Therefore you do not need to think about what you should do. Only hand yourselves over to Him first in thought, in silent prayer or mental devotion to Him and His will, then you will be relieved of all responsibility, for then you will be guided by His Spirit and you will always do what is right before God. Only your own will can act against it, i.e., if you forget the Father in heaven, if you believe that you have to and can arrange everything yourselves, if you don't ask for His help. Thus go your ways alone. Then you may well turn off onto a wrong path if you are without a guide, and then you will have to be on your guard. For apparently you have success. A success which, however, is only a failure because it only blesses the body but not the soul. The right path, however, which God guides you on, can sometimes appear burdensome for the body but make the soul extremely happy, which can increasingly detach itself and feels liberated because the body relieves it of a burden it had to carry. The body is intended to help the soul. And that often means its own complaints. If the body shakes these off and wants to go through earthly life light-heartedly, then the soul has to carry on carrying its burden and cannot rise to spiritual heights. But divine guidance will always take the body's condition into account, for God's love will then take care of the human being who trustingly hands himself over to Him and appeals for His help. And then every walk will be blessed, every path will lead to the right aim, because He leads the way, who is your Father and Protector and to whom you can entrust yourselves in all adversities of body and soul. Amen.